Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello, this is Selena Blanco. And if you find my English a little bit weird, it's because I am from Mexico. I am a Joy of Business facilitator, and today I want to talk to you about one of the things that I have found the most relevant to create a business and to create your life and your money as a limit to create your business and your life and your money, which is looking for validation in everyone else. And this topic is really dear to my life and to myself because I have found that I have done it my whole life. Since you are very, very little, you are told that you have to please everyone and that you have to look to everyone else to know if you are doing good or not. So that means that you're always looking to someone else to validate what you decided is good or not about you and your business. And I know that everyone that listens to this radio show is a little bit acquainted with the access tools. Today we are going to use the Access Clearing Statement, which is right around good and bad, for the talk of my short voice and beyond. So I'm going to use that when I see that some energy is coming around that can be cleared around the topics we are talking today. So what is validation? Basically, I have found there are two kinds of validation. The first one is when you do self-validation. This means you're being your real self and you're not lying to yourself. It means that you don't pretend to be someone you are not. And when you start rejecting who you are, and you start doing invalidation. An important distinction is that who you are is different from what you do. You are not your behavior. You are a being that can behave in so many ways. And sometimes we think we are our behaviors. We are what we do. And we are entrained, since we are very, very little, to believe that everything we do should pass through this interesting filter of everyone else's point of view about our behaviors to see if we are being a good being or not, if we are being a good person or not. Sometimes we are looking for this validation when we have doubts about ourselves, when we have fear about what it is that we are doing and if it is good enough to be shown into the world. And what we do is start talking to everyone else and asking for their opinion, for their point of view about what we decided or we created or we are desiring. And that is when we start destroying what we can create. Why do I say this? Basically, is when you start to share, you go to the lowest minimum level where you and the people you're sharing with can understand what you're saying. you cannot express the whole width and length of what you're creating with someone else because you usually use filters. That is, when you start talking about the process, we start talking about the business with friends, with people that are considered experts. The first thing you do is you filter whatever you say to match what you think they want to listen to validate your point of view about the project, either if it is good or if it is not good. So if you have already decided it is not good, you will talk about your project in a way that it will sound worse than it actually is. If you have decided that your project or your business is better than what it actually is, then you will talk in a way that it sounds better than it is. And then you will ask people guided questions in the way a bad lawyer would do it in a trial, so you can get them to validate what you have already decided. So what I am inviting you to do today is to be radically straight with you, like really genuine with you. Start looking at what you're thinking, at what you're creating, and see if you are telling yourself stories about it, if you are lying to yourself, if you are pretending to be something you're not. You're not a behavior. You're not an action. You're not a business. Sometimes you're not really sure if what you're looking at, what you're looking at is a situation where you're being something or where you're doing something. And maybe in those cases, you start feeling some thoughts. You're having some thoughts. You're having some feelings. You're having some body sensations. For example, you're fearful and then you feel something on the throat. Or you're doubtful and you feel a sensation in your stomach. When you start having all this information from your body, it is time to take two steps back and see where you are using your feelings, your thoughts, your emotions to trying to validate what you have already decided. And how your body is giving you information on, hey, you're not being yourself. You're using these thoughts, these emotions, these feelings. And you're not having the whole possibilities you could have on this business, on this action, on this project. So listen to your body. Your body is trying to give you information. Your body gets much more information than your mind. And it's so funny because we usually think that our mind has all the answers. If it really had all the answers, you wouldn't have any problem by now because you really know how to use your mind. Today, I am inviting you to stop using your mind. As Dr. Dane here says, one of the co-creators of Access Consciousness, your mind is a dangerous thing. Dump it. And start listening to your body. If you start being aware of your emotions without pushing them away, you start to be present. And to be present also means to listen to yourself, listen to your body, see if you have a pain, if you have an emotion, if you have a fear about something that would be challenging and difficult, and you start looking at what you don't need to validate, and you go to this next level, which is to know. Knowing is something that is very, like, immediate. It has no charge, it has no emotion, it has no feeling. And how many times you have had this experience where you just know things? You just know if something is going to work, if something is not going to work. And then you go to your mind and start thinking and start looking at the past and start looking at everyone else to see if your knowing is correct. So when you're in front of a project or a business where you're having this need of being validated by someone else or of being validated by your thoughts, you can ask yourself one question, which is, what am I really looking for? When you feel the need to be validated by someone else, you can ask some other questions, because usually there is something else going on with you. Are you looking for connection? Are you looking for love? Are you looking for nurturing? You can go back one step and be present with that. And in so doing, you start exercising your knowing. When you're willing to be this vulnerable with yourself, you can achieve a level of communion with anything and everything that can contribute to you that is really, really interesting. And when you're looking at someone else's validation, what you're doing is judging your knowing and going back to the place where you really don't know. Feelings, as I was telling you before, are not awareness. Feelings are designed to invalidate you and to stop your creation. And feelings have two sides. One is when you are, like, literally feeling something, and then when you're trying to not have certain feelings. For example, when you say, I don't care about this, I have no feelings about these others, these are also feelings that you're using to create what you cannot change about something, as though that would be stronger than you. So every time you're going to feeling, you go out of being. And it's funny because they usually teach us that our feelings are the most important thing we can have. Well, I am going to come back. We are going to have a commercial break right now, and I will talk some more about feelings then. Thank you.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
And we're back. So we were talking about feelings. This is Elena Blanco. We're back. And we're talking about feelings and validation. So we are taught since we are little kids that our feelings are one of the most important things in our lives. We are usually asked when we're little and we're having something different to a smile in our face. What are you feeling, darling? What is this? What's happening to you? And we don't show our feelings. People think we are aloof, we are different, we are weird. We are maybe psychopaths. So feelings have a very important role in being in our society. So today, I want to ask you, would you be willing to be someone that uses your being instead of your feelings to create your life? Would you be willing to start using your awareness of what is possible instead of your feelings to create your money, your business, and to create what you know is possible? Because feelings and no feelings take you out of being. You start to try to demonstrate to everyone that you're being by feeling. So everywhere you learn that your feelings are what you have to use so you can invalidate you to be like everyone else, would you destroy and uncreate that? Thank you. Right and wrong, even bad, come back all nine, shorts, voice, and beyond. And what have you made so valuable about feelings that you'd rather create your life in the smallest possible capability you have to never be that one who creates beyond limitation? Everything that is, we do destroy and create it all. Right and wrong, even bad, come back all nine, shorts, voice, and beyond. So how many times do you use I feel, or I don't feel, or I think, to give the reasons and justifications for not choosing or for choosing something? And this has a lot to do with being validated. Every time you need to be discovered, you are looking to be, I don't know, a star, to be someone that stands out. You're looking to be the only one who can shine in a room. And you start creating competition because you don't want anyone else to rise up to that level. And when you start looking to people to seek their validation, that means you need the people to see you or to get you, to understand you. When, on the contrary, you start to acknowledge that you're really good at something, you can start seeing what other people are really good at, and then they don't become a threat to you. And also, and this is our secret, please don't tell anyone that, you can start looking at how the capabilities of everyone else can be used in your favor. That is, if you know you're awesome at something, and you know someone else is awesome at something else that you're not that good at, you can both work in your capabilities towards a goal in business or in life. And when you know what you're good at, you stop having the need to get the validation of everyone else. And your energy starts to be pure creation. And sometimes you can identify that being better at something that someone else is being competitive. But what about just recognizing, oh, I'm good at this, and just continue to do what you do? You can ask about this. Where am I a star in what I do? Where do I stand out in the world? And acknowledge that. And you can start creating your business and your money based on what you start getting about what you're really good at. And you can start contributing to the world with what you're good at. And contribution is one of these terms that for me was really hard to get. We usually think that contribution is helping someone else or giving someone else something to get something in return. For me now, I understand contribution as a two-way street. When you let someone contribute to you, that is, being the gift they are, giving all what they are, and making your life richer as a result, then you start seeing where you are a contribution to them, and you acknowledge that contribution that you are to each other. And that's how synergies get created. This is what creates the space of empowerment in your business and in your life. And one other aspect about validation is we are usually looking at getting things right and being perfect. We are taught since first grade in school that we have to be perfect. An A or a 10, depending on what country you live in, is the most sought number when you have your notes. You want to have perfect grades. You want to have the perfect answer. You want to stand out by being the perfect boy or girl and getting everything right. Today, I want to invite you to acknowledge you're not perfect. And please don't whine and don't be depressed. Just start being present with yourself and recognize who you are. So if you have been avoiding showing yourself until you're perfect, or creating a business until you have the perfect business model, or just anything that you're not doing because you're waiting until you're perfect, and deep inside you know you will never be perfect before you start it, will you please train and create that? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, turn and talk online, show its ways and beyond. It's funny because when we are very little, we start talking. For example, learning a language. When we're small, we start learning the languages by trial and error. We try to roll our tongues. We try to copy what people are saying. We're trying to get one word and playing with it until we totally understand what it means. And when we grow up and we start to learn a foreign language, for example, we judge ourselves nonstop just to see if we're doing it perfectly because before even practicing it. So every word you have decided that to be perfect is to be what you can't be because it's not a reality, will you destroy and uncreate it? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, from the top of nine, short words and beyond. And everywhere you have decided that you have to get it right in business, you have to get it right in your money, and how you can't ever be wrong, and how you have to work really diligently and hard and make your life miserable so you can have the perfect everything at every moment. Or else you have no value and you suck. Everything that is, thanks to God's healing, we do this trying and create it. Thank you. Ryan, round, good and bad, phone, talk, call, nine, short voice, and the end. What really gets you out of this need of perfection and need of the validation of everyone else so they can see you're perfect is having no point of view. What makes you right is having interesting point of view. What makes you really strong is the willingness to be who you really are. And it doesn't matter if you get it right or wrong. And, of course, not stopping. So what have you made so vital about being the perfect businessman, the perfect or businesswoman that keeps you from recognizing the gift you actually are and have and can give to this reality? So everything that is tangible and feeling will be destroyed and created it all. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, phone, talk, call, nine, shorts, voice, and beyond. And what have you decided is so wrong about you that it's right about you? And everything that doesn't allow you to see the rightness in that will be destroyed and created. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, phone, talk, call, nine, shorts, voice, and beyond. It's so funny because we really think that we are right at being wrong. People can tell us a million times how wonderful we are at something, and we just cannot see it because we have decided that we are totally and absolutely correct about it. We know we are wrong at something, and we are not willing to see how that wrongness could be as strong. For example, for me, since I was really little, everyone would tell me, you can never be quiet. You can never be without doing something. You're hyperactive. You are going to kill yourself if you're doing that many things. And for a long time, I used to think that was terrible. And I would force myself to rest, and I would force myself to go into vacations and to do nothing and to be just, you know, watching TV or something, and I would be bored out of my mind. And I would start being depressed about it. And when I recognized that I just have a different speed from anyone else, I could start doing things differently. And I will talk about this after our commercial break. Thank you so much.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
And we're back. This is Helena Blanco, and today we're talking about validation. So before the break, I was telling you how I used to search for validation from everyone when they told me that I was doing too many things and that I needed to slow down. And then I would get depressed and sad and terrible things would happen. Until I realized and I acknowledged that my speed was different from anyone else. And I could do 20,000 things in 5 hours, while everyone would take one of those things and do it in 5 days. When I stopped looking for the validation of someone else, I started acknowledging that in me, my life, my work life, my business, and even my private life got much happier. So when you're seeking acknowledgement or you're seeking validation from someone else, it's maybe because you're not acknowledging or you're not validating yourself. If you're always functioning from a place of, see how valuable I am, see how wonderful I am, see how intelligent I am, it makes it so you can even see how valuable you are or get the contribution you could be. If you're always trying to look for a validation from someone else, people cannot give it to you because you don't have it. It doesn't come from within you first. So a lot of people just want to be seen. They want somebody to see them. Regardless of how much attention they get, if they don't have the willingness to recognize themselves, acknowledge themselves, no attention is enough. You can see superstars in, for example, in the movies that commit suicide, that get really bad at depression, because even when the world is watching them, when the world is seeing them, they cannot recognize that. What would be your life like if you never needed to have anyone else see you? What could be possible in your world? Just imagine that. There would be no competition. There could be no energy spent in looking at what everyone else thinks of you. You would never be even bothered by what people say or don't say or doesn't say about you. To get to that level, you have to be really vulnerable and have the courage to function from this place that is where you really are, what you really are, who you really are. When you start recognizing your amazing capabilities, your amazing capacities, they don't usually look the way they told you they had to look like. But if you don't have to be validated by anyone else, then you can have those capacities. When you cannot validate when you cannot validate your limitation, is when you're actually being great. But limitation means what can be validated, what you have defined yourself as, what you want to be seen as, which is never the sum total of yourself. When you're great, that can only be observed and acknowledged. It cannot be validated. So what stupidity, and when we talk about stupidity in access consciousness, we talk about this lack of consciousness, this lack of awareness. So what stupidity are you using to create validation as acknowledgement and acknowledgement as validation? You're choosing. Everything that is sends a good feeling when you're destroying and create it all. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, fun and poor, cool, nine shorts, voice and beyond. So think about someone who you think is great. You have him. And he doesn't, or she doesn't have to be great in every sense of the world. So maybe it's someone who is a great singer and you know if his private life is amazing or it's just a wreck. But it's so funny because when you have acknowledged that someone is great, all the rest of the little things and all the things that you don't know about them just seem to disappear. So what capacities you have that you have not been willing to acknowledge because you're trying to get validated and seen by everyone else? And those really just don't match what you've decided that is valuable in this world. Everything that is, centered opinion, with your privileged strength and creative. Thank you. Right on God, good and bad, point black, call nine, shorts, voice, and beyond. And going back to feelings, everywhere you have learned that your feelings were what you have to use so you can invalidate you, so you can be like anyone else, with your destroying and creative. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, fun and fuck all night, shorts, voice, and beyond. When you judge yourself as wrong, trying to get everyone else to look at you and then convince you that you're not wrong, what you're doing basically is killing your greatness. So how much judgment are you using to invalidate you, to create this place you can look for validation from anyone else and to get anyone else to see you? Everything that is, could you please destroy and uncreate it, please? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, front and back, all nine, shorts, voice, and beyond. And how much judgment are you using to validate the invalidation of you that you are choosing? Everything that is, would you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, shorts, voice, and beyond. And it's so funny because then when you're trying to get validation or you're trying to invalidate yourself to get validation from someone else, you're not creating. What you use to create your life, your business, your money, is choice, not validation. So what are you making so vital about judgment that keeps you looking for everyone else's validation and never being the source of creation for you, your life, and your business? Everything that is, would you please to try and create it? Right and wrong, good and bad, come and talk all night, shorts, voice, and beyond. As long as you believe that judgment is real and true, you can never be the source of creation. And you will always be looking elsewhere to get the validation of what you have already judged about yourself. Everything that is, would you please to try and create it? Right and wrong, good and bad, fun and talk all nine, shorts, voice, and beyond. So what about start using gratitude to create a future instead of judgment and instead of looking for validation? How does that work? Instead of gratitude that we can create a future. When you're being grateful for something, you're willing to receive it. You're willing to choose it, and you're going to choose what it can be, it can create. Mm-hmm. What we tend to do is to look for something that will make people love us and validate us, and that doesn't work. We tend to look for something that will make people respect us. And if they respect you and validate you, then they will have to put you on an altar or to put you very, very far away in the stage. And then you will feel disconnected and you will feel really distant from everyone else. And then you will start looking even harder for their validation. But what if you were just grateful? How would that change this distance? How would that change this place where you need everyone else to see you so you can see yourself? So everything that is, would you please destroy and create it? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, soul and vocal, nine short voice and beyond. And sometimes what we do to try to get validation is avoiding success. When we are really small, we are seen by our parents when we cry, where we fall, when we are disappointed at something we did, and when we need someone to hug us and to kiss you and to tell us everything will be all right. So when we grow up, sometimes we try to create this judgment that stops our success. So everyone can see us and get us and validate us as a great thing. So how much are you fighting success now? Just to get validation from anyone. What if success in business, in money, in any project you have could be easy? And it could be there for you if you just chose it. And what if the only thing you need to have that success in your life is stop avoiding it? How much are you trying to make your business hard, your life hard, so you can prove that your very hard worker, and you can prove that you really deserve the validation for every little success you have? And what if you could have this success without anyone seeing you? Everything that is, you please destroy and uncreate it. Thank you. Brian Rung, good and bad, from Buckle 9, Short Voice and Beyond. And it's so funny because, okay, I will finish that sentence when we come back from the break.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoyofbusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, I am back. This is Elena Blanco. We're talking about validation and knowing and creating your life and your business from what you know instead of from the validation of everyone else. So what if you could do things for the fun of it? It wouldn't matter if someone sees you or someone validates you. And you could choose anything you want. And you could contribute with what you are without looking at anyone to get validation. When you accomplish something, you associate this accomplishment with success. But what if success was not accomplishment? Because there is nothing that has to do with accomplishment and being. And people feel so proud about their accomplishment. But look at what people are usually talking about. They don't talk about what they have accomplished. They talk about where they judge themselves for not accomplishing more, for not accomplishing something that they have decided that they should have. So what if you started validating yourself, acknowledging yourself, also for not accomplishing something? When you're being successful, you don't need validation because success is just there. You know you're successful as a being, not as a doing. What if you could accomplish, you could validate yourself, you could thank yourself. Mm-hmm. We were talking about gratitude before. Mm-hmm. So what if you could have gratitude for everything you have accomplished and also everything you have not accomplished? Last week, I have a class that I created where for a while, maybe on Wednesday before the class, I was feeling so bad about myself because I have had so great expectations about this class and I have decided so many things about the class and things were not being exactly as I have decided they should be. And then I had this crisis about accomplishment and I talked about it in some Facebook Live and it was so funny because I started asking questions about it. And people were so grateful about this being vulnerable with myself and this acknowledging I had not accomplished what I had thought. And I could see that in itself was a success because I didn't need anyone to agree with me. So I didn't need someone to validate me. I didn't need to explain anything. I was just being aware of what was happening. I was not justifying anything. I didn't need anything to be right or wrong. I just saw that things were not being what I have decided them should be or they should be. And then being totally vulnerable with myself, I thanked myself for that. And I saw where I was using my feelings, I was using the judgments of what I could create or what I could not create. And I was using the projections and expectations. And then I could have this place where I was totally being me without anyone validating me, without anyone seeing me. And from there, I could create something much greater than what I had decided the class should be. At the end, the class was amazing. People got a lot of change. And the people who wanted to be there and who wanted to receive everything that could be received were there. And it didn't matter if we were many or we were a small class. And actually, I think it was great as it was. But then I had lost everywhere where I had decided that I had to have all these great pictures of so many people in the class and where I could show off how great a host I was and how great a facilitator I was. And that in itself was a great present for me. Because I could be myself, be grateful for me, and create this foundation of the business as it can be in the future. And this gratitude, I can see where it is creating a future that is more amazing than I can even imagine. That is still so, where it feels so expensive. Where we need no one to see us or to validate us. Where we need no point of view, no fixed point of view, and we can always ask questions. So if you feel that this issue is dear to you, where you have been looking at validating your business, validating your activities, looking for where you can create something, you can accomplish something, what if today you stopped, you chose to be present with yourself and look beyond what is creating that? And from where and from there, you start creating the future you know is possible. Every time you find yourself judging yourself or looking for someone else to validate yourself so you can know you're doing good or bad, stop, just stop, and thank yourself for accomplishing or not accomplishing whatever you have decided to create, you have to create, and ask a question. You can use all these processes I have been using during this hour, and you can ask another question. So, what can I do here? What can I change here? Instead of, okay, I'm good at this, and now I have to prove everyone that I'm good at this, what can I choose here? How can I use this to create some more? What capability I have not seen because I was looking for someone to tell it to me, to look, to see it for me? What greatness I am that doesn't need any validation. Can I be grateful for all this? And be with that energy. And please don't tell. Don't try to guide people. Don't try to tell people where they should go. Don't try to tell people what they should think about you or what they should think about your business. Just ask questions. And ask questions to you. All these tools, I have found that they are so amazing when we use them in ourselves. And then let awareness come. And then see where your points of view are being a limit to your creation. And you can and be the willing to allow people to be who they are and think what they want and just be yourself. What if you could be gracious with yourself? Just being this space of possibilities, this space of gratefulness, this space of choice that can be the contribution in your life, and in everyone else's life. As long as you're in the question, your business can grow, your life can grow. It's like being in the flow of consciousness instead of fighting for the validation of everyone, fighting for everyone to see you. So I'll leave you with a last question before this emission ends. You can ask, what can I be that would allow me to invite and receive contribution from the entire planet with totalism? And everything that doesn't allow that to show up, times a gazillion, would you destroy and uncreate all? Thank you. right around good and bad, quote unquote, online, shorts, voice, and beyond. If you want to learn more tools of access consciousness, of joy of business, please listen to this amazing program every week. Also, you can go to accessjoyofbusiness.com or accessconsciousness.com, where you will find a lot of information and a lot of different audios and texts. You can find classes from facilitators near you in your own language. And you can learn tools that will allow you to create the life you know is possible and to remember, I don't know how to say it, to know that you know the greatness you are, and to be willing to receive the invitation of the universe to hit the rewards of everything you ask. And if you think that this is too good to be true, I just tell you, start using these questions. Start using this tool and prove me wrong. When you're willing to try things, you open yourself to receiving what can be the greatness in you. If you don't want to change anything, just as Simone says, stop listening. But if you won't let anything stand in your way, there will be people, there will be things who will come to you who won't let you anything stand in their way of becoming great. Be grateful for those and be grateful for you. Thank you and bye-bye.